B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Still chuckling over your comment that if Harvey says it's the pick day of the week, that's all that matters.
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Jealous of Harvey Leonard. You heard it here first.
Well, it is a pick of the week, 71. Hey, here's what's cool coming up, brought to you by Staples. They help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices, from essential office stuff like paper and ink to health essentials like masks, sanitizers, and more. Save big at Staples. LBF, what's cool?
Anything you can do, I can do better. Even 9 months pregnant.
You can do, I can do.
See, I'm going to get you singing
remember
show
that
tunes.
Song? I yeah, love
remember
that
remember it. I sang it yesterday.
Gotcha. Brian, bail us out.
All right. What do you got?
One of my favorite movies from the 80s could be coming back as a TV show.
Ah, You're having a
get your CB ready, everybody.
Oh, okay. There's a clue.
There's a BJ in the
All room. Right. So here's the deal. Is it true that wherever Tom Brady goes, rings follow? He is the Lord of the Rings.
Really?
He is. We'll
Precious.
Tell you why. An amazing study was just done on Tom's career. He is definitely the Lord of the Rings. We'll tell you why.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So this is pretty impressive. This woman, who's a runner, decided to take on a challenge. She ran a mile in 5 minutes and 25 seconds. She's 9 months pregnant and only had a week left before her due date. She's 28 years old. Her name's McKenna Myler.
She's willing to do anything to induce labor.
Yes.
Right. Is that smart?
I think it's okay.
Ran a mile?
Well, she runs track and she hopes to run in the Olympics one day.
Oh, she's serious.
But
boy, her center of gravity must have been off, though, huh?
I saw it on Man. It was on Good Morning America. No, she's like very, not surprisingly, very compact
Bitch.
Human she's, being.
It's like there's a skinny woman with a basketball
right,
under her
like,
shirt.
It's just like it looks like a food baby, but it's a real baby.
Yeah.
Yes, but she ran it.
Wow. How fast did she run?
A mile in 5 minutes and 25
what?
Seconds. It usually takes about, like, I think they said 11 minutes.
The average is 10. Yeah, 10
yep.
and a half.
Isn't that incredible?
It is. I'm just wondering if she should be doing that.
I think she's okay.
Really? Well,
yeah.
She's okay.
She's fine.
Baby was bobbling around.
Right, yeah. Exactly. It was like, you know, like.
I'm not even going to ask you if you would do that. No.
Well, if I could do that?
No, I wouldn't if you could.
I can't run a mile in like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Jeez.
<All right. laughs> Even with a food baby?
Especially.
All right.
One of my favorite movies. Now, it came out in 1977, but I consider it an 80s movie because when I was a kid, it was on like TV 38 all the time.
Yeah.
Smokey and the Bandit, one of my favorites. It's so good. And now, Universal Content Productions, they're kind of looking through their catalog of stuff they already own, be like, hey, what can we remake? Smokey and the Bandit, and here's who's attached. David Gordon Green, who is attached to like Pineapple Express, Eastbound and Down, which is very funny. And also, The Righteous Gemstones, Vice Principals, very funny shows. Also attached, Danny McBride. Righteous Gemstones, Eastbound and Down, very funny stuff, and Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, finally a name.
Yeah. You know Danny McBride. Don't know what
you
he looks
do.
Like.
Okay. You do.
So, oh, that guy. Okay.
He's great.
Yeah.
So, it's in development. I am all on board because Smokey and the Bandit, just awesome.
Listen your eyes out.
I know Danny McBride.
Yeah. See, I knew you did.
You tugged at my memory heartstrings, though, Brian.
Yeah?
When you mentioned old Dana Hersey.
Yeah. Oh, sure, the movie
Remember
lot.
Dana Hersey?
Yeah, remember that?
Remember him?
Yeah.
I used to be able to do an impression of him. He's tough. On WSBK TV 38.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Good. That's what he would do.
Yeah.
Remember that? Dana Hersey.
Oh, yeah.
Dana Hersey.
Movie lot.
He was great, like Dana. He's still around, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think so. Okay, Tom Brady's not around, but he is in Tampa. And wherever Tom goes, rings follow. Call him the Lord of the Rings. It goes back to basically when Tommy was about 3, living in the Bay Area, San Francisco, Oakland. All right, starting from 1979, 49ers won, then the Raiders, and then 4 more 49ers championship, then the Oakland A's, then the 49ers won. Then he's at Michigan, right, University of Michigan. right there in 95 to 2001. Detroit, the Red Wings won 4 Stanley Cups, and then and Michigan won the actual national championship.
Okay.
Then he moved to a place called Boston.
Heard of it.
For the Patriots. Patriots won 3 Super Bowls. Then the Red Sox won 2, right? 04, 07. Patriots win again in 7. 08, the Celtics win. 11, the Bruins win. 13, the Red Sox win. 14 and 16, the Pats. 18, the Red Sox. 2018, again, the Pats. Moves to Tampa. Guess what? The Lightning win.
Yep.
Oh,
and then
wow.
The Rays are in the World Series.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Incredible.
That's weird.
Lord of the Rings. Wherever Tom goes, the rings follow.
Nice.
Huh. I know, right?
Not it, bad.
That's something to it.
That's a guy you put some money.
I'd say
some money on that. There you go. Tampa Bay.
Let's see what happens if he moves to Cleveland.
Yeah. That's right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.